plants develop attributes based on their environment. A good example of that is if you go out in the desert southwest, plants will do anything to keep from losing water. They grow little bitty leaves, wax-colored leaves, needle-like leaves, really extensive root systems, that sort of thing. Most of the seed available up until we started our business for native plants in the East came from out west, came from the plain states. Now, if you take western Kansas, they get about 17 inches of rain a year. We get 45 to 55 inches of rain a year. So Indian grass that grows in Kansas versus Indian grass that evolved here. The plants that evolved here could afford to lose a lot more water. Therefore, they make wider leaves, longer leaves, more leaves, don't have quite as dense a root system. It is a different plant. Now, plants generally evolve to take advantage of the particular environment they're in. We think it's important to have seed that's evolved as close to you as possible. So what we've done, we've gone to all over the eastern United States, collected seed, established producers, so that we have what we refer to as ecotype seed. That is seed that is adapted to the particular location you're in. Now, in some cases, take the longleaf pine or coastal ecosystems along the entire Gulf and eastern seaboard, particularly in the south, though, we can't grow those plants here. Frost, they have a much longer growing season. They may not flower until November, December. And if you try to grow them up here, it'll kill them. So we were forced to go down south to establish or get producers down south to produce those plants for us.